Welcome to Hallie Healthcast, the wellness podcast from Hallie Health, your partner in helping you live your healthiest life. Every episode on our podcast addresses a new topic important to your health and well-being, bringing in expert doctors, therapists, fitness and nutrition experts, and more to offer advice and answer your most pressing questions. It's winter, a season of cold weather and time spent mostly indoors. For many of us, this means less exercise and a lot more sitting around. But our health and well-being shouldn't take the season off. So today we're talking winter fitness tips, exploring creative and fun ways to stay active, even as the snow falls outside. Here with us are two experts from Carle Health and Fitness Center in Bloomington, Illinois. Jenna Serrata is a wellness manager and personal trainer. She's an American College of Sports Medicine certified exercise physiologist and an expert in exercise science. Joining her is her colleague Adam Shook, an expert in health, fitness, and nutrition. He's a certified health coach and a fitness coach and personal trainer at the center. Welcome to you both, and thanks for being with us today. Let's begin with a very broad question. Ms. Serrata, why is it so important to stay physically active year-round, even during the winter months?
Health in general is just important, and physical health and mental health. So just starting off with the physical health, staying active year-round for our physical health is so important because we take a few weeks off, and it's hard to get back into a solid routine. We tend to be more sedentary in those winter months. You know, we don't have the fun, let's go for a walk outside, it's nice, let's go golfing, play with the kids going on. So it's just even more important to focus on getting some physical activity, get that in a routine. Because like I said, we take a few weeks off and it's like starting from scratch all over again. And then on the other side, mentally, it's so important to focus on your mental health, and exercise is great with that. It's a great stress relief, time to take your mind off your busy day, whether it's work, whether the kids are driving you crazy. It's kind of a nice half hour to an hour to do something that you enjoy, get the body moving. And it's also great for your mood. So in the wintertime, especially in lovely Illinois with the brutal winters we sometimes have, you know, it's easy to have depression or just be in a bad mood. So getting physical activity and releasing those endorphins can really be a good impact on our mood as well.
Wonderful. I completely agree. And Mr. Shook, why is this important for all ages? I mean, why should kids, adults, even older adults all make sure they're staying active again year round?
Yeah, I tell all my people, I work with a generally older population, but I do work with some kids. But I always tell people the benefits of physical activity are there for you, you know, no matter how old you are, no matter what kind of chronic issues you're dealing with or aches and pains, the benefits are there for everybody. Sometimes the older population kind of forgets that, or they feel like, you know, they're too injured to move or too old to move. But the benefits are there no matter how old you are. And then I always preach that exercise is a cornerstone or a keystone habit, meaning whenever we are exercising, those other health behaviors like getting good sleep, increasing the amount